Yeah, I've got a Comet 2x4. It's supposed to do 2 meter, 70 centimeter in GMRS. It is pretty high on GMRS on the SWR. It's getting close to 2, but it still works. Usually I sound pretty good, so if it's not coming through too good, then maybe I do notice when I'm keying up, it's dropping down to 10.1 volts. I don't know what's up with that.
Captain Don?
I know that ain't Jack. He was just talking.
Could be Dave. Yeah, this is WRTX 957. Yeah, I'm running that same antenna. On the regular FRS GMRS portion, the match is under a 1.5. Get to the repeaters, that adds another 5 megahertz, so then, yeah, it gets up into like a 1.7, but not too bad, so very good. When I key up, my voltage goes down to nothing. Goes down to the same. It's 14.3 when I'm keyed up and 14.3 when I'm unkeyed, so you better check your wiring.
I'm using a cigarette lighter. I'm bad. I have a hard wire system.
Adjust that SWR to transmit 5 megahertz and receive. It wouldn't be an SWR issue, but if you can adjust the GMRS portion of the UHF band, then the ham radio side, adjust it so that you've got close to 1-to-1 on each element. Because 2-to-1 is if you look up the report scale, the more, I think at 1.5 you're turning 25% of your power back to your transmitter, something like that. I forget the scale, but it's not very good. And then some of that may cause the transceiver to actually do weird things.
First of all, it's not 25%. When you have a 1.5-to-1 match, you're losing about 5%. When you get up to 2-to-1 match, I think that's only about 10%. But if you adjust the match for that, then it throws the match off on the ham band. So it's not bad. 1.7 is not a bad match. But you know, said you fiddle with it, and then you'll screw up the match on the other bands. But a 1.7-to-1 match, heck, I've been talking on that on this radio for like 3 years straight, and never had a problem.
Yeah, I think my issue is I've got hardwired in.
It's been a long time since I looked at
it. I dropped it down to 10 watts now. Now it's only dropping.
I'm running a Motorola Radius dedicated GMRS tuned antenna. And when I want UHF, I have a tuned antenna for that. And VHF, I got the same. Not everybody has the luxury of NMOing the roof of their vehicle. It doesn't look too ridiculous, but definitely looks weird.